أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The breeze of Medina blowing dust over the graves, which do not have any tombstones or any names. Guards who hate the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and their followers and are preaching hatred against them in multiple languages. Thousands of Shia Muslims desperately trying to get a glimpse of the graves of Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Bibi Ummul Banin alayhi salam, and many others. The graveyard opening for only a short period of time every day, with lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and other Muslims flocking to it. The guards telling the people not to recite salawat or ziyarats. People crying at the mazlumiyat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and the daughter of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even today. Visiting Jannatul Baqi can be a very depressing and sad experience. I was ashamed that my grandfather and grandmother's grave is in a far better state than the graves of my Imam alayhi salam. How is it possible that graves of personalities that are so holy are in such dire state? It is unfortunately because the huge majority of Shia Muslims do not have the right level of commitment and focus in their daily lives and in their actions and choices. I was feeling extremely depressed after one of the Iranian brothers standing close to me, who refused to stop reciting loud salawats, was taken away by the police. And then I looked up from the graves of the Imams and I saw a flag. The flag of the first government based on the principles of Shia Islam in the last 1400 years. I remembered the hadith of Imam Musa al-Kazim in Biharul Anwar, volume 60, page number 216, hadith number 37. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam said, "A man from amongst the inhabitants of Qum will invite people towards truth. With him will gather a nation more harder in their resolve than iron. Even the fiercest of winds will not shake them. They will not be afraid of war, nor will they behave cowardly. They will only trust God, and the good end is for those who fear God." I also remember the words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, that when the Minister of Intelligence came to him and gave him a worrying report about the status of conspiracies that the United States was doing against the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, after noticing the worried look on his face, replied, "Do not worry. We will, inshallah, hand over the flag of our revolution to Imam-e-Zamana, ajrallahu ta'ala farajak sharif." We look sadly at the oppression against the Shias in Bahrain, Hijaz, and other locations, and we condemn the puppet regimes and the puppet master that controls those regimes. The agents of the puppet master amongst us want us to focus only on the puppets and condemn them alone. But it is beneath our intellect to condemn the regime of Al-Khalifa in Bahrain and not condemn the puppet master that has held a large naval base in Bahrain for decades and controls the few thousand thugs that rule that country. It is not possible for us to condemn the puppet regime in Hijaz and not condemn the puppet master responsible for installing and keeping the fanatical Saudi cult in power. However, as the oppression increases, we do see the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in the Islamic Republic and in Lebanon applying the lessons of Karbala in their daily lives and scoring great wins despite all odds. We look forward to the day when our Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajak sharif, will reappear and we will inshallah rebuild Jannatul Baqi under his leadership and guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to become a true Shia, the one who not only claims to follow the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajak sharif, but also makes preparing the grounds for the arrival of the Imam alayhi salam his top priority and focus of life.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.